Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are continuing our coverage of Governor Newsom's plan to increase competition in the EV industry. It's a rebate plan that would go into effect if the president-elect repeals the current federal tax credit, but the rebate would not include Tesla. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, we know that politically, Elon Musk and Gavin Newsom are on completely different pages, different books. But is this like thumbing your nose at Tesla?
You know, sometimes they're in different libraries, but other times they're on the same page. They have this sort of braided relationship that goes back to Tesla's founding and early success with lithium batteries, with cars, and with Rocket X. But now Elon Musk is with Donald Trump. And so they find themselves being adversarial. That's not to say they won't be friends again. But at this point, what we have is Donald Trump, the incoming president, saying he's going to eliminate the $7,500 tax break for buying electronic vehicles. And Gavin is saying, well, maybe the state will step up and, you know, give a rebate instead. But when we do, we're going to exclude Tesla. Now, how do you exclude the best selling electric vehicle in the state of California, where more than half of the ones sold are Teslas? You say, well, they're so popular that we want to give others a hand to get better and more popular as well. So yeah, Tesla's just too big to have a break, so we'll give it to others. Does that make economic sense? San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan says no. He says this is a political stunt. It may be. Ro Khanna, congressman, tech area in Silicon Valley, says this isn't a good idea either. But this is where we are politically right now. You mix politics with cars and the environment, and you wind up with something like this.
On the face of it, it sounds petty. Like, why don't you give it? I mean, an EV is an EV.
Well, it depends on what you – exactly. Okay. Originally, the rebate was given to get people out of gas cars and into electric cars to clean the environment. So you shouldn't be caring whose cars they're getting into as long as they're clean cars. But no, now we're getting into this idea, well, Ford and Toyota and these others aren't selling as much, so maybe they need an uplifted hand. There's another play at work here as well. Okay, Gavin Newsom wants that $7,500 credit to continue. And who better to advocate for that than Elon Musk, who has Trump's ear? So maybe telling Elon he's not going to get a slice of the pie will encourage him to go to the baker and say, hey, let's keep it coming. Now, the other thing here is that Gavin Newsom is also playing with a little bit of fire because we don't have the money in California necessarily for a rebate program that he's talking about. We have a budget problem, and people were getting a little tired of subsidizing what they thought were high-end electronic vehicles with our tax dollars. So he has to sell it to the public as well that this is going. So I got a feeling that this is going to be a shock and a bit of a buzz for a while, but this is the gamesmanship. Get Trump to put the taxes back in, and we'll make it happy with Elon again. If you don't, well, then we'll be not on the same page, not in the same room. We'll be in the boxing ring.
All right. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.